Pet Telepathy and ESP, published in The Edge newspaper, 2004, by Roseanne Schwab. Animals are very telepathic and very good at communicating without words. The best way to communicate with your pet is to sit quietly with him or her and just notice what comes up in your mind. With a little practice, you can start to differentiate between the mental chatter we all have running in our heads and true communication from our pets. Sometimes it is easier to start with an animal you don't know very well, because strong emotions can make it difficult to tune in. Keep in mind that sometimes our animal friends have things to communicate that are not always what we want to hear. But if you approach a reading with an open mind and heart, it can often help you achieve better communication and understanding with your animal friends. Telepathy is the ability to communicate without words. It's especially effective with animals. Most animals, telepaths, get a combination of words, pictures, and feelings when they ask a question. We can speak a common language in terms of wanting happiness and avoiding unhappiness. Let's say that you ask a dog if there's someone he doesn't get along with. You might get a picture of another animal, then the feeling of some sort that may be connected to that animal. That same holds true for humans. I find it very interesting the amount of information one individual can pick up from their animal friend or pet. You can communicate telepathically with any animal. Often animal-human relation problems are caused because the human being just doesn't listen or make an attempt to see things for the animal's companion's eyes. What we perceive in our lives is not the same as what animals perceive in their lives. Animals have much more difficult perspectives and different perspectives on the world than we do. Many times their strange behavior occurs because of their natural animal instincts. Anyone can learn to be more in touch and tuned to her or his pet. Simple communication can solve a lot of animal problems that might otherwise have tragic consequences. The reason we don't do it more often is that we just don't know how to listen, to receive. People spend a lot of time in their doing mode, in the active mode, with their animal and with training. They pet them, they groom them, they take them for walks. What they need to do is go into receptive mode, the quiet mode, in the downtime. You get quiet and you focus gently on the animal and his thoughts. Animal communicators can see our non-human friends as animal companions rather than as pets. They're careful to make that distinction and usually call the human a person rather than the owner. A particular animal may come into your life for a special purpose as a teacher, a healer, or just a good friend. Animals do get upset when their human companions do not acknowledge their feelings or needs. When given these opportunities, animals live a longer, healthier, and happier life. How to talk with your pets. Start noticing that your pet is paying attention to. What interests them and what's their reaction? Do they look directly into your eyes trying to communicate some special message to you? Start noticing your pet's facial expressions when they are talking to them. Relate that to what you've learned about reading others' faces to see what they are saying in their expressions. Do they whimper or whine? Do they smile, grin, or make even sounds when you permit petting them? Is this the beginning of communication? Yes, it is. Quiet your mind, center yourself, or learn how to meditate. It will make you detach from the so-called logic override in your speech, so your message comes across clear and concise. It helps you to speak to and for the animals. Gently reach out and ask a simple question in your head. Is this question your issue or your pet's? Be simple with it. Don't expect a complicated, lengthy answer. Allow the first thing that comes to your mind to be verbalized by you. Then see what your pet reaction is. You might be surprised at their facial or vocal answer. Many times the animal will have a specific way of answering you, such as lunging happily at you or licking your face to acknowledge that you have hit on the right information and answer to what they wanted or are talking about. Don't think about, is it real? It can't be that. Just try and observe your pet's answer and facial body and vocal reactions. What you need to do is to go into the receptive mode, the quiet mode, and downtime. You get quiet and you focus gently with the animal and his thoughts. Be detached from the outcome. They will give you not only answers, but a physical response in some manner, as well as to let you know you are on the right track. Try new information out. See if it is valuable answer or if your pet has a sense of humor. Sometimes they will try and interject some humor when we take ourselves too seriously. Be light with it. Animals often feel humans are too serious with questions. Now, have some play with your pet and lighten up. Practice talking to your pet about everything like you would your friend or child. Love them. You can sing, make up songs about them. Have fun. Include their input in your household decisions. Keep it easy so that your pets will feel free to come to you if something big is up for them. For instance, if they need to go out or hunting someplace for somewhere or out for food or water, they will have a special communication only you can understand. Allow them their independence. No one likes to feel that their thoughts are constantly listened to or have someone is trying to intrude into their space. This is the very same thing in human communication through telepathy. Have permission and don't abuse the connection. Practice and be easy with the questions and your intuition. No strainer or you'll miss the meaning. Remember that they talk to each other at times without vocalizing. We as humans feel the only way to communicate is through our voice.